सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयम् नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं। दिस उपनिषद हैज टू शांति मंत्रस। वन इज ओम सहनावतु एंड द अदर वन इज देयर इन द बिगिनिंग ऑफ द बुक। दोज हु हैव इट कैन चैंट इन द बिग आफ्टर द इंट्रोडक्शन। It is there in older edition. It is around page 40, but you can look. Om Aapyayantu Mamangani Vak Prana Chakshuhu Shrotramatho Balamindriyani Cha Sarvani Sarvam Brahmaupanishadam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् निराकरणमस्त्व निराकरणमेस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ओम शांति शांति शांति। थोड़ा पानी चाहिए। द मीनिंग ऑफ दीज टू शांति मंत्रस विल डू नेक्स्ट वीक when we start the actual text. Today we will do an introduction to this Upanishad, and this introduction is one that can apply to any spiritual text or any Upanishad, not necessarily only Kena Upanishad. We'll talk about Kena Upanishad next week. Actually, before the Kena Upanishad text, those who have Swami Chinmayananda's commentary, he has written about a 35 to 40 page introduction. So I would suggest during the next week, please read that introduction. It is a very beautiful introduction. And so when we start study of Upanishads, Vedanta, or any spiritual text, when our mind goes towards this path or on this direction, why do we do that? Why do we study spirituality? So I think let us start from where we are right now and why we are studying this text and where do we hope to go. So what I'm talking is the condition of most of us, most of the time. So this applies to each and every one of us. So the question is, what do I want from life? What do we want? Sorrow-free existence. Nobody wants sorrow. Everybody wants peace. Everybody wants happiness. Everybody wants comfort. And if anything is giving us sorrow, we avoid that. The other thing we do not want is uncertainty. We want things to be determined beforehand. Like if they say the power is going out today at 3 p.m., okay, that is certain. Then I can plan, okay, for 3 hours there won't be power. But if the power suddenly goes off at 3 p.m., then we don't know how to handle it. Even death, if we are told, okay, this day, this time you will die, then at least we can prepare somewhat. So even death, we want predictable. Even people around us, we want predictable. We don't want people who change all the time. You know, oh, before marriage, he was like this. And then what happened after marriage, or what happened after, in the beginning, he was so nice or she was so nice. So talking about predictable, you know, they say, what is marriage? Marriage is a relationship where one person is always right and the other person is the husband. So that is predictable. See, all I know, I can see smiles everywhere except Satish Bhai, he is dark. So we want predictable people, we want predictable things. And not only that, but we want permanent. Like if somebody says that, okay, I'm putting a new filter in your air conditioning, but that will go off in 3 days, it won't be useful. They say, what use is that? I want something that will last for 6 months, a year, even longer. So we want permanent things, because temporary things will give us temporary happiness. We want permanent things to give us permanent happiness. And happiness is what we are all looking for. Everybody in this world, even a mosquito, when he bites you, he's looking for happiness, because the blood will make him happy. So every being on this planet is looking for happiness. Even a plant going in a particular direction towards the sunlight is seeking happiness from that sunlight. So what do we do? How do we find happiness? So we say happiness is in objects. And we find people have, you know, a lot of beautiful objects. They have a nice car, they have a big house. They say, if I have all those objects, you know, big car, big bank balance, multi-car garage, huge house on the country club, then I will be happy. So we think that objects will upgrade our life. My life at this moment is not that good, but if I have more objects, then I'll be happier. So we equate objects with happiness. Okay, if I get these objects, I'll be happy. Then for objects, what do I need? Money. If I want to get more objects, I need more money. So then our journey becomes, how can I make more money? How can I be more successful? How can I be more rich? And then for money, what do I need? Qualification. Right, I need to have a degree, I need to have some qualification, and whatever is the best profession I should have so that I can earn more money. And you know that it could be, you know, the wife or the husband, but at least one member of the family should be qualified to go out and earn money. And then in qualification, we see what is the trend. You know, at one time medicine was very popular. Then came engineering. Then after engineering came computers. You know, people who are in tech, high tech, you know, they make these internet companies. They sell it, startups, they sell it for $1 billion, $2 billion. So high tech. Now it is biotech. You know, those who can find out new drugs and new chemicals, they are. So the trend keeps on changing. And that's how we do that. And what we do is, what's called as OET improvement. OET, objects. One is, we said we got objects. Second is E, that is emotions. So may I have people who love me, who care for me, who are kind to me. So emotional improvement I want. And then what is T? T is thoughts. So my ideas. Maybe I may have good ideas. So when I go to a party, so if people are talking, no matter what subject, I should have an idea how the subject is. I should be able to contribute. I should have general knowledge. So people are spending time on the internet to acquire more information, to acquire more knowledge. So that is the next. So OET, improvement. Then we find that I have everything. I have a nice house. I have money. I have all the comforts, but I don't have health. You know, I'm sick all the time. They say, what use is all this money? What use is all these pleasures? If I don't have a healthy body, then I can't enjoy all these comforts. So then there is a whole industry. You know, the medical industry, and then the industry who make all these health products, and they advertise Omega XL and this and that, and all these products they keep advertising, promoting, and selling. And every week there is a new trend. Now, this fruit is the one that is healthiest. and they will give you 20 different benefits, or this particular product that somebody has marketed, you know, that is seed which nobody has. So there is a whole industry on health and how to make us healthy. Then there is another entertainment industry, you know, film, music, all that. Why? Because for emotional happiness, that when I listen to some nice music or listen to some nice, you know, song or instrument, then, you know, I get happiness. So there is a whole entertainment industry to give us emotional satisfaction, emotional improvement. And then the next thing that we say, okay, I have a nice house, I am healthy, I have emotional satisfaction, I am quite smart, but the area I live in, I have a beautiful house, but around that is a lot of poverty. You know, people who are living are very poor, or maybe there is crime in that neighborhood, or maybe the government is very unstable. You know, one day this president, then second day next, and then the government, new government comes, changes the rules. So what I used to think was tax deductible is not anymore. So then we say, oh, that's not good. I should move to a better neighborhood. You know, the poverty, I can't stand. I walk out of the house and I see all poor huts and all. Or this government is not good. So then we move. So that is called loka. I want to have loka improvement. Loka means the location where I can live better. I can live stable life. I can, like, you know, people who invest money in Switzerland, for example, there are no taxes and you can see. So that is OET improvement and loka improvement. Then not only I want to live healthy, I want to live a long life. If you ask anybody, do they want? Yes, everybody wants to live longer, healthier life. And so there is another industry on that. How can I live healthy? So for all this, we need to do karmas, right? Actions to improve my body, my mind, my intellect, my health. So karmas are of two kinds in our scriptures. One is laukik karma, and one is Vedic karmas. So laukik karmas, we all know how to live our life in the world so that my situation should be better. And karmas can be kaya, vak, mana. Bhagwan also talks in the Bhagavad Gita. And even in Upadeshar, kaya, vak, mana, karyam uttamam. So kaya means body, vak means speech, and mana means mind. So kaya, by body, is to do prayers, go to the temple, do rituals, you know, offer whatever, you know, charity and so on. Vak is speech, and that is by chanting, like what you all did in the half an hour, Vedic chanting. So that purifies the speech when you have chanted, and also chanting also improves the mind, especially if you are understanding what you are chanting, then that is even better. Even not understanding helps, but if you can find out the meaning, then that chanting helps your mind. And, you know, a typical prayer like Gayatri Mantra, Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat. So we pray to the sun god, who is not only light outside, but the consciousness within. The light within, Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat, may it improve my intellect. So they say regular chanting of Gayatri Mantra helps in intellectual improvement. So all these prayers, temples, all this improves our BMI, body, mind, intellect, or objects, emotions, thoughts. We all know the BMI chart. Then we said not only people should be nice, at least they should not create problems for us. You know, they may not be kind, at least he should not create trouble. At least he should keep to himself, not bother me. So there was this cartoon where, you know, Dennis the Menace, everybody knows the famous character. So his father comes and Dennis is sitting there. So father says, what are you doing there, sitting here? He says, I'm helping mom. He said, you're helping mom? You are just sitting. How are you helping? So he says, mom told me, go sit outside the house. That itself is help. So don't come around. I am busy. So we want people at least who do not create problems for us. Then I find that, yeah, I have money. I have a house. But I am not in that highest circle. You know, I'm only in the $500,000 circle. We need to move up to the $1,000,000. So I work hard. I maybe honestly, dishonestly accumulate so I can move to the next circle. And then I move my house, you know, from the outside of the country club right to the where the golf course is. So all these improvements I do to move into the next circle. And then after some time, what happens? The economy crashes and my business goes down. And then how am I going to tell my friends that I, you know, can't maintain that house? I bought a Mercedes, $100,000. Now I cannot make the payments, but I cannot even sell it. So all that creates stress, that I had created an image for myself and that image is going down. So Guruji Swami Tejomayanandaji has a very beautiful saying. He says, we buy things that we don't want with money that we don't have to impress people that we don't like. So that is our problem, that our whole life we are spending in trying to impress others, even if we don't have the money, even if we don't want the things. So this stressed life goes on. You know, people have gotten used to it. You know, this is modern stress, what to do. You know, it is 21st century. What, 21st, 22nd, 21st century. life is problem everybody has. But then there are a few people who ask, why do I have these problems? What is the purpose of my life? What is the goal of my life? Why am I here on this earth? So suppose this is a 20 or 25-year-old young man who asks, what do parents do? Immediately find him a girl and get married. So that for next 30 years, he won't ask this question, who am I? What is my purpose? His wife, kids, school, college, busy rahega. Then at least he won't ask. So that's what people do. Or they put him in a business or in a job. So we find that these problems everybody has, you know, to some or lesser extent, everybody has. And that's why they say everything is dukkham, dukkham. That's what even Buddha, he said, that sarvam dukkham, that this life is all sorrow. And then he gave us, to his followers, the solution to this sorrow. So hopefully through this Upanishad, we'll get some of these in the next few weeks. Because think about it, even if I have a huge house, 10,000 square foot house, and one day the maid doesn't come, array, now I have to clean the whole house myself, or I have to hire a full-time maid, and then the maid quits. So problems go on and on. That's why they say wealth also is problem, Upanishad says, artha naam arjane dukkham. To accumulate money is also dukkham. Why? Because I have to work long hours. I have to work on weekends and, you know, don't see my children, don't see my wife. I am all the time competing. And then there is a competition from other companies. So artha naam arjane dukkham. Collecting money is hard. It's not that easy. Then paripalane dukkham. To save that money is also dukkham, right? I have put the money in a CD. They say, oh, it's only making 3%, 4%. Let me put it in stocks. You know, stocks make a lot, you know, traditionally. And then stocks, what happened? One day stock goes up, one day stock goes down. And then my blood pressure, one day is up, one day is down, one day I'm stressed, one day every morning I wake up and look at my phone, array stocks have gone down another 100 points, 200 points, Dow Jones. So life is stress. Then some people say, you know, you should invest in foreign countries, you know, foreign, you know, currencies, you know, this currency is very safe, that one is safe. Chinese yuan is, you know, safe, or Japanese yen used to be. Now those economies are going down. So again, in that country, there may be problems. Or I invest in some company, you know, AT&T or IBM. And then that company starts going down, the business goes down, company goes bankrupt. I also go bankrupt. So problem is there in that also. Then I say I'll buy gold, you know, expensive jewelry, save it. And then one day that gets stolen. You know, I had an expensive necklace. I left it and it got stolen. Oh, it was worth so much. And now where it is? And then I'm accusing this person, that person. So, paripalane dukkham. To save money is also dukkham. Then somebody says, why don't you use the money? He says, vyaye dukkham. Spending is even more dukkham. Because I have money I accumulated. Now I have to go out and spend it. No, no, no. I don't want to spend. And then my son comes. He says, Dad, this iPad I have, it's old. I want a new one. I want up. All my friends have this model iPad and they have this i14 Pro iPhone and they have this. And you say, Are, you know, when we were growing up, we didn't have all this. We just had a landline, just a phone. Now you have a cell phone and iPad and I this and I that and iPod and all that. You should be happy. No, I want the latest. So even though, and he says, you didn't have that. That was the old times, you know. But nowadays, zamana badal gaya. We are living in a new age where ye nahi chalega. You know, I need new phone. I need a new car. My car is junky and all my friends make fun of me. Or when I go out with my friends and, you know, if I can't spend money, then they'll make mockery of me. So I need more pocket money. So he needs an increased pocket money. He needs a new car. He needs a new phone. And everything latest. Everything the best. And so that also becomes sorrow. So they say that everything is AP. What is AP? Associated with pain. So anything I have in my life, whatever I have, my own body can give me pain, my mind can give me sorrow, my intellect, my possessions, my things. You know, I have something and it gets old, then I have to go fix it. So sooner or later, and my own body is getting old and then I have to go to the doctor to fix it and slowly, slowly. So everything is associated with pain. I know it sounds a very depressing, hopefully from next week, the talk will be a little better. But I thought at least we should see where we are. And actually all this is true, you know, whatever we are talking. None of it is false. It is not everybody has all these problems at all times, but some of these problems, some of the time, we all have. So that is what everybody's life is, to look for solution. So everything in life is associated with pain. Yeah, sooner or later, I will have problems. Yeah. So AP, that's one problem. Then second problem is SAT. SAT, everybody can remember. Surely associated with temporariness. SAT. Certainly everything is associated with temporariness. You know, like I said, the house, the car, my business, even relationships. You know, with the relationships with the spouse, with the children, even with the friends. You know, you have a lot of friends, and then to maintain those friends is also hard because, you know, they have invited me to their house for a party. Now I also have to invite them, whether I want or not, whether I have the ability or not. So I will try to throw a bigger party than the last guy. So that, why? To maintain. Because if I don't do that, then next time somebody holds a party, I won't get invited. So if I want to get invited to people's house, I have to invite. So maintaining relationships, and then somebody said something in some party, talked about me, or I accidentally talk about somebody, and then that person finds out. So all these problems. So, you know, who said what, who did what, and then the people spread rumors. Oh, this person is like that, that person is like that. So all these things to maintain is a problem. And then to maintain our status in society is also a problem, because you cannot always, some things will go wrong, some places you make a mistake, and then, you know, you say, oh, his reputation went down, he was so good, he did so much, and then one little fault, and that also goes down. Secondly, the other problem, so one is AP, associated with pain, SAT, surely associated with temporariness. Third is DC. DC means dependence causing. Things that cause dependence, that I cannot live without. Of course, not talking alcohol, drugs and all. Of course, those are heavy duty. But things like cell phone. You know, when we didn't have cell phone, we were fine. But now people have cell phone and they say, how can I live without it? So when they land in the plane, and right away he lands, he calls his wife. Okay, we landed. Then he said, after 5 minutes, okay, now we are taxiing. Okay, now we are getting off the plane. Okay, now I'm in the bathroom. Why? every 2 minutes, we have to use our phone because we have it. And then we say, how can I live without the phone? You know, so that phone that I used to be a master, now I become a slave. I become a slave of the cell phone, where I, for as soon as we wake up, even before we remember God, first thing we do is pick up our phone. So at least get up chanting the name of the Lord, Om Namah Shivaya or Shri Krishna. No, first thing we do is pick up the phone and see if anybody called, if there's any message. And then all day, you know, we have to have the phone within 2 feet of us. So it is called dependence, and we can't live without it. So then dependence causing has another DG, and that is dissatisfaction guaranteed. Guaranteed. Everything is bound to end in dissatisfaction. It's a very depressing talk you're going on and on, but that is the truth. That's how it will wake us up. So that then we will know why I should go towards spirituality. Because in this life, all these things will be there. Dependence will be there. Dissatisfaction will be there. Or I don't have this. You know, everybody in my circle has this kind of car, this kind of phone, this kind of house, this kind of, he belongs to that country club, he belongs to that circle. So I always try to get what I don't have and join networks. You know, that I should belong to this network, belong to this group like Rotary Club or, you know, Lions Club or whatever, you know, different organizations I want to belong to show my status, that I am of a higher status. And Vedas also tell us that this same thing, but how they do it, we'll talk in, because Vedas have three portions. One is mantras, one is brahmanas, and one is Upanishads. So mantras are prayers that are done. We even talked about that yesterday in the Gita chanting. They're done to propitiate certain gods or to purify the mind by chanting of those mantras. Like, you know, Gayatri mantra or Nityunjaya mantra and all of these purify the mind and take our mind upwards. Then the second portion, and in the mantra also, they lot of them are oriented towards praising nature. So mantras will, you know, will talk about, you know, the or they will praise the sun god, you know, or Surya or the Indra for the rain or the all those, you know, even trees are worshipped, rivers are worshipped. So forces of nature are all worshipped. So that comes in mantras. That is the first portion. The second portion is called Brahmanas, which are the Upasanas. And they are worship of certain gods and certain mantras are given so that by chanting those mantras, you can propitiate certain gods like maybe Shiva or Krishna or Vishnu or any of those. And also these Upasanas in these Upanishads, the second portion, these rituals are designed to purify the mind, you know, to take us towards the higher. But also the side benefit of these Upasanas is that they give you certain siddhis. They give you certain powers, or you can go to heaven. They say if you do this yajna, you know, Rajasuya yajna or this Ashwamedh yajna, this many of them, then you are guaranteed a seat in heaven. So people do rituals not to purify the mind, but to get more power, more siddhis. We find in these Rakshasas who did so many years of meditation and tapas and, you know, sitting in the forest in heat, cold and all. For what? To get more power. And then what am I going to do with this power? I'm going to control the world. Whether it's Hiranyakashyapu or any of the Hiranyaksha or Ravana or all of these Kansa, all of these Rakshasas who had accumulated a lot of siddhis, lot of powers through these mantras, then they misuse them. And they get even boons from, you know, Lord Shiva or Brahmaji or any of these. And then they misuse the boon. Everybody knows about that. Who was that? What was his name? Who he asked Lord Shiva when Lord Shiva appeared, and he said, Bhasmasur, whoever's head I touch should get burnt. So Shiva says, Tathastu, because he has done so many years of meditation, he deserves it. So Tathastu, so he says, oh, now I have the power. So then first thing he says, let me try it on Lord Shiva. So he runs after Shiva to put his head, and Shiva says, this, I have given him the boon. Now I have to escape, because if I have given the boon, whatever he touches, his head will turn to ashes, become bhasma. And then Bhagwan Vishnu appears and he says, oh, Lord Shiva is in trouble because he's chasing him in all the worlds, in all the lokas. So Vishnu comes as Mohini, as a very beautiful dancer, very beautiful girl. And she comes before Bhasmasura and he sees her and he gets infatuated with her. Oh, who are you? Yeah, who are you, beautiful lady? Where are you from? Why are you here? So she says, I'm a dancer. Would you like to see my dance? He says, yeah, I would like to see your dance. And she says, but you have to follow my dance. You have to learn. So she does all these mudras, hand here, this and that. And he follows all that. And then finally, she puts her hand on her own head. And Bhasmasur puts a hand on his own head. And he gets burnt. So the thing is that these Vedic mantras can be used or misused. Like even atomic energy. You know, if you can use it to cure cancer, to, you know, do a lot of good things for construction and so on, or it can be used for destruction of the world. So even though we get powers or we get benefits from these Vedic mantras, how they are used is also important. And we find a lot of people have the tendency to misuse them, or they have siddhis, they misuse them, or they use them for destruction instead of creation. And then they want more and more powers and siddhis. But the purpose of this Upasanas is not to get powers or go to heaven. The purpose is to purify the mind, and with the right purification, once you have done mantras and brahmanas, then you are ready for Upanishad knowledge. So that's why chanting and studying and learning all these rituals is for purification of the mind. And only in a pure mind, you can get knowledge. Just as if the vessel is dirty, if you pour milk in it, it will get ruined. You need a clean vessel to pour milk. So similarly, this knowledge of the Upanishads can only come in a pure, clean mind. It does not mean that I have to wait till all purification happens and I have all the sadhan chatushtaya. The idea is that the purer my mind, the clearer is the knowledge, and the faster I progress on this spiritual path. Then the other problem, people say, I want to go to heaven. And I know they say heaven, in some of the faiths, they say it is eternal. Once you go to heaven, you live forever in heaven. Or if you go to hell, you live forever in hell. But Vedanta or our Sanatan Dharma says that heaven and hell are not permanent, they are temporary. So if I have done good karmas, I go to heaven. If I have done bad karmas, I will go to hell. And in heaven also, there is jealousy. You know, you say, oh, heaven is all happiness. It is not. Because why do people go to heaven? To enjoy all the comforts, all the pleasures, all the life and everything. And, you know, the dancers in this world are not good. I want to go watch, you know, Menka and Urvashi and Rambha, all these celestial dancers and singers and musicians. I want to enjoy that. But when I go to heaven, like even when you go to a show, you know, there's a famous actor, maybe Shah Rukh Khan or somebody like that. And his tickets, the front row is $1,000. Then below is $500. Suppose I only have $50 or $100, my seat will be top in the nosebleed, where I can't even see the actor, can't see the musician, the dance. I have to watch all on the TV screen, or I have to have binoculars. Same way in heaven also, there is all this gradation. Like if I have done a lot of good karmas, then I get the front seat, you know, where Rambha and Urvashi are dancing. If my karmas are not that good and I barely made it into heaven, there I have a top seat looking from far away. You say, "Are you know, how come these people get better seat and I don't get better seat?" And then the house I get in heaven is a small hut. Why? Because my karmas are not that good. And this other guy who has done a lot of karmas gets a palace next to Indra. So then there is jealousy and there is competition. You know, why am I? And then what happens is that it is temporary. So just as when you go to on vacation and you have on your credit card so much credit limit, or on your ATM so much money you have, and you keep using the card, finally the card gets to zero, and then the shopkeeper says, "Sorry, sir, you can't buy anything more." Similarly, in heaven, I may be watching the dance, I may be, you know, and right in the middle of the dance, suddenly my quota of merit expired. I get kicked out. They say, "Hey, let me at least finish the dance." He says, "No, sorry, your time is up, chalo." And then I get thrown back into the world, and then I don't know whether I'll be born as a human or a mosquito or a buffalo or a dog. So this is also temporary. The joys of heaven, even though it is a lot, they say, oh, in heaven, you close your eyes and you get apple, you get mango, you get whatever, but everything is temporary. And we find that a lot of that depends upon the mind. What is my state of mind? Like there is a family of four, right? Husband, father, son, and daughter. Now all live in the same house, all eat the same kind of food, all have been brought up similar ideas, similar culture, they read same kind of books, you know, or watch the same similar teach shows. But we find there is so much difference. The husband, his interest is golf, you know, when they go to a shopping mall, he'll go to the golf store or the sports store or the electronics store. Why he wants to, his TV, you know, why she says, why do you need a TV? Oh, my TV is only 17 inches and only has, you know, 10 channels. I want the 65-inch TV, you know, LED, LCD, all those, which has 500 channels, 1,000 channels. I wonder so many who watches, you know, if you flip through, there are 1,000 channels. And who, I have no idea how all these channels run, how they sell their ads, you know, how do they make money? But people want updated. I want the latest TV. So he'll go to the electronics section. The wife will go where there are clothes or jewelry and, you know, all that. And she'd say, husband says, you just bought, you know, so this jewelry last week. No, I need another one, or I need a new, this sari is out of fashion. These clothes are out of fashion. Son goes to the sports store. You know, he wants football. He wants all the equipment and all that. And then daughter, of course, she wants the latest style and the dress and all that. What my friends are wearing, I should wear. Whatever she bought last week, last month, is now not in fashion. He says, that's all gone. That's old fashioned. So that gets thrown in the back of the closet. So the point is that there is no peace. Why? Because of the state of the mind. Because my mind is not at peace. And so each four of them have different state of mind. That's why they have different things that will give me satisfaction. Or then people say, oh, I love to travel. Okay, you travel, you visit one country, two countries, three countries. And after a few years, you realize it is the same everywhere you go. It is same. Waterfall looks like waterfall. Forest looks like forest. Mountain looks like mountain. Yeah, I mean, there may be a few differences, you know, but ultimately these monuments and all that. Say, I'm tired of traveling, you know, and then I have to travel and then get up in the morning. Or if I have belong to a group, everybody has to get up at 6 and have your luggage out. Why? Because we have to watch the sunrise, you know. So at 5 o'clock, you get up, and 5:30, you get into the bus. Why? Because 6 o'clock in Hawaii, there is a place where you know, you have to get up at 3 o'clock. I remember we went there and we had to get into the bus at 4, because at 5, this particular mountain had this most beautiful sunset. So 3-4 o'clock in the morning, you're up. And are trying to drink coffee and donuts because they have charged you already $200. So they give you one cup of coffee and a donut so that you stay awake. So the thing is that ultimately you say, I have seen it all. Mm-hmm. And we find that even millionaires, they are crying about something or the other. Either, you know, my money is going down, stocks are going down, business is going down. Competition is getting stronger. Mm-hmm. So he's not. Even Miss Universe, you know, she's happy for 1 year because she's, but then after 1 year, she will lose her crown. And then she's worried, my body, you know, will go down, my figure will go down. And, or, you know, even a wrestler or a fighter who is very strong, he also, his body, eventually he will not be able to. Somebody will come who is stronger than him, who is better than him. So people say, is there a way out? You know, all these problems you have told, okay, I agree, I have all or most or some of these. Is there a way out? So the teacher will ask, are you serious? See, some people just go to a teacher just to ask, are, you know, Gita mein kya likha hai, Upanishad mein kya likha hai, I just want to know. You know, that's why we had studied in the Sunday class, Aarti, Arthati, Jignyasu, and Jnani. Aarti means one who goes for relief of suffering. Arthati is one who goes for wealth. Jignyasu is just goes out of curiosity. But the fourth one, Bhagwan says, is the one who is Jnani, who wants me for me. does not want me for wealth, does not want me for relief of suffering, wants me for me. And jnani atmaiva me matam. Jnani is my own self. Because he wants me for me, not wants me for what he can get. Same way when you go to a shop in India, right away they find out whether you are serious or you are not. If you have got down from a rickshaw and you are walking, they say, ye nahi kharidega. When he comes or she comes, they'll show him the 50 rupee or 100 rupee thing. Because they know this person is not serious, he's not going to. But if you come out of a luxurious car and the chauffeur is parking in front, and then, okay, now this guy, it's worth, because he's serious. And then he will come and say, I don't want this, I want the $1,000 or 5,000 rupee or whatever. So you say, yeah, okay, go to that fourth shelf, you know, in that other room and bring this up, bring something special. So same way, in the spirituality also, the guru sees that, are you serious? Are you serious about spirituality? Are you really, this is what you want? And that we have to show, that we have to show. That's why they say mumukshutva. How serious is your desire for liberation? They say there is manda, madhyama, and uttama. Manda means, theek hai, you know, if not this life, maybe in next life. Madhyama is, yeah, I want liberation, but I'm still young. Maybe in about 10, 15, 20 years, I'll come to the guru. And the third is tivra mumukshutva, where it is so serious. It's like, they say, like your hair is on fire. Do you ask, what should I do? No, you immediately run to water and put your head. So that kind of mumukshutvam, when you have, then when you approach the guru with that kind of seriousness, you say, okay, now we are talking. So what the guru will answer, because the student will ask, do you have a solution? Guru says, yes, I have a solution. What is the solution? Guru says, it will be in the next talk. There is a solution, but you have to wait. So next week, you know, we'll start the study of Kena Upanishad. What is the meaning of Kena? Who was the student? Who was the teacher? What was the... And then we'll do the two Shanti mantras. The two Shanti mantras. And then start the actual study of the Upanishad. So this introduction is basically, why should I study Upanishad? Why should I go towards spirituality? If my life is going fine, why even bother? Life may be going fine, but it is temporary, not permanent. So if I'm looking for permanent happiness, you have to find it in the teachings of the Upanishads. So we'll start the Kena Upanishad next week. The serious study of that. Sorry, the talk was a little depressing today, so I tried to put some jokes. So people at least come back next time. Say, are ye to bade depressing talk thi. So we'll end here. We have about 10 minutes. If anybody has any questions, comments, anything you agree, disagree.
I have a point, a question. Well, not question, the statement. You know, you described that family of four and you said husband is going to go and see the TV and then wife is doing something else and the son wants to go and get the sports equipment and the daughter wants to get the updated thing. Well, you are describing of a shopping center and that is of the past now. Mm-hmm. So... all these four people need that latest iPhone 14 right, so they can go to their respective websites and order whatever that they are looking for, which comes to their front door.
Yeah, absolutely right.
That is your 22nd century.
22nd. I forgot which century I won.
I went 21st or 22nd.
Right.
When you were describing, I said, listen, I think I know we are of the same stage and age, but right. Have you been to the shopping center lately? It's all empty. There are not many stores and to do anything, you know.
No new malls are coming up, right? And stores are closing left and right, you know, the brick and mortar. You're absolutely right.
So cell phone is what keeps everybody happy.
Right. But then each one is visiting their own website, depending on what they want. So that's what, it's the same thing. Yeah, it's the modern version of what I talked about is our generation.
Thank you.
Yes, Carrie, go ahead, please.
Well, I was just thinking that, you know, it used to be too, is that it was faster to go to the store. Not anymore. You can order stuff and it'll be at your house the same day.
Right.
And then have you ever noticed that certain houses, it's like you see those vans come up, you know, with the big smile, you know, I mean, every day you'll see them show up 2-3 times. I mean, it's amazing.
Right.
They never even come to my house hardly.
Yeah, that's true. These boxes after boxes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Again, yeah, this is all the same thing, you know, because we are a consumer society. We have to buy more and more, accumulate more, whether I need it or not. That's why they say, no, you buy things you don't need with money you don't have for people, to impress people you don't like. Pankaj Balaji, you have some comment or question?
No, thank you. I'm listening. And whatever you said is absolutely true.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, you are unmuted.
I'm unmuted?
No, you're fine.
Yeah, okay. Yes, thank you.
Any other questions, comments?
Yeah, one more question on this one. You described, I like those 4 points you did, AP, SAT, DC, and BG.
Right.
This satisfaction guarantee, is that because we are looking for the improvements in our OET and the 4th one, LOCA? Is that right. What it is? So we are really focused on the wrong things to improve versus the last point that you made about the spirituality.
Right.
To look for the solution in that.
Right. Side. Absolutely.
No, dissatisfaction means it's not going to be there all the time.
All the time. Anything in this world will change. Will be. No, that's why they say, no, change is the changeless law of nature. What used to be will not be. My car used to be new, now it is old. My husband used to be new, now he's old. You know, everything that is new becomes old, and then, you know, my body used to be healthy, now it is old. So in this world, anything that we possess will eventually change, will become old, will deteriorate. So that's why dissatisfaction guaranteed, and also it is dependency creating. I'll become dependent on that thing or that object, DC.
Yes. I have a question.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead, Anji.
When you said you do this and we go for the cell phone and we want this and we want the new car. So isn't it true that whatever karmas you have to experience and get it over with or get the understanding from the situations and then you move upwards? Because sometimes I notice that the people who are very much spiritual, very much religious, and donating a bunch of money to this ISKCON temple and this temple and that, and at home, because Krishna was very favorite to the, cows were very favorite to the Krishna. And I see this ISKCON people having a chicken party. So I wondered if they spend like, $25,000, dollars, I will give it to the temple, but then they eat chicken. So I was kind of contemplating in my mind, and I asked few people, ISKCON people and my Sanskrit professor and others, And the explanation was given that whatever karma is a package you have after you experience it, not each and every one, because sometimes the karma of knowledge like a fire will burn you. Then people don't put hand in the fire. I understand that. But whatever is going to happen in your life, it happens. You learn from the situation and then you move upward in the ladder of spirituality. So it is bound to happen that you know that this is wrong to want this because this is new, just came up. And I still want to be, for whatever reason, I want to be with the mainstream or this or that, but you still tend to do it because your karma forces you, something like that explanation I was given.
Yeah.
So when does this knowledge, like you said, you have to have the clean vessel to get the knowledge and understand and implement.
Right.
So I was wondering about that. How yeah. is it related to doing what you know you shouldn't be doing?
Right. So I can answer that. So there are 2 points. One is that people think that whatever I have, I should enjoy and get it completely out, you know, and then I can progress on spiritual. But they say the more you indulge, it's not going to reduce your vasana, it's only going to strengthen your vasana. And the more your vasana is stronger, the further away you are from spirituality. So they say you don't indulge in things, you rise above. Where now this no thing is, it's like a girl who was 6 years old and holding on to the toy. When she's 16 and she gets a new car, she's not going to hold on to that dog, you know. So similarly, we have to outgrow. How long can you just go on indulging in collecting objects? Because all that will do is increase your vasanas, it will take you away from spirituality, and you'll have to take more and more births to satisfy those vasanas, those desires. That is number one. Number two, the karmas that we have done in the past life will have an effect in this life, which is true. So what I do is that anything that comes to me, I accept it as result of my past karma. So it's not, God is not punishing me, or it's not because of this, my husband or my child or the economy, it is my karmas. But in this life, because I have a human birth and I have this knowledge of spirituality, I have the ability to change my karmas. So whatever past has come is because of my karmas, the present. But my present will determine my future. If I keep on doing what I have been doing, then I will keep on getting the result I have been getting. That's what he says. So as a human being, I have the intellect to choose what is right, what is wrong. And like that person eating meat, now that is also a karma. So every karma has an effect. If you do charity, that is good. If you do something wrong, so you will get the results of the good karmas and you will get the results of the bad karmas. It's not like if you do 100 good and 10 bad, it won't become 90. All 100 good you have to undergo and all 10 bad you have to undergo. So the karmas will come. So that's why one has to be very careful that I not repeat these karmas, so that at least in my future life and in my next life, things will be better. And to grow spiritually, I have to reduce my vasanas. As long as I have excessive desire for things, or beings, or power, or position, my spiritual growth will be limited. So that's what they say, develop vairagya. Develop sannyas. Sannyas does not mean put on orange clothes and go to the forest. Sannyas means internal sannyas. See, one is external sannyas. Somebody puts on orange clothes and goes to the forest. That's very good if they can do that.
Yeah.
For us householders, we cannot do that. I cannot go to the forest. But I develop an internal sannyas where I have things, but I don't depend on them.
Renounce kind of,
just use what I need. That's what Gurudev says, live in the minimum, create the maximum, and give the entire thing to the world outside. So whatever I have, I try to reduce my desires, my needs, and share what I have with the world. So then slowly that will reduce my vasanas. So if I stop going to the mall, or if I stop going to the internet to shop, then my vasana for shopping will go down. So that's how you do. You outgrow the desire.
Yes, makes sense. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank closing you. Prayer. I think we'll do the closing prayers. Next week, we'll do the Shanti Mantra and then begin the actual study. Oh, those who don't have this Upanishad, we have copies in the office. You can come on Sunday morning and buy them. If those who are out of town, you can go to the Chinmaya Mission in Irvine. Chinmaya Publication, you can order online. If you are living in Orange County, you can go to Chinmaya Mission in Irvine. But Chinmaya Publications, if you go to that, you can order the book. But I think everybody should have the Kain Upanishad. Then only you will be able to follow the mantras and get the benefit. Otherwise, Kain Upanishad, yes. There are newer and older editions, different people. I have the oldest one. This is very ancient edition. But Neeru has this one. Yeah, she already showed. So, yes, but read Gurudev's commentary. If you have the Upanishad, it's about a 35-page beautiful commentary he has done. So thank you very much. Hari Om. See you next week. Yeah.